bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Enjoying yourself, Tyler? We're having a good
time
with the people.
He is absolutely enjoying himself. Talking to a listener right now, just hanging out, having a good time here at Buffalo Wild Wings up in Katy Park Row location. There he is. He's back. He's
looks like he was working a room. He feels like he's...
You know, he can work a room now.
Go out there. Okay. All right. I don't like that trail laugh.
Especially
I really hate
at Treasures.
You.
Got to pay for that, though. Ain't got to pay for the fine company of our listeners here today.
Yeah, I bet you. I'm developing right now a really hot take that I'm not going to say it right now. It's a really hot take. I'm not prepared to say it all the way, but I'm getting real close. A real steaming hot take. Just a
That's
tease.
What we call a tease
of
in
some
business,
sort.
People.
A real hot take. We've been talking about this Texans defense, a real hot take. But before we get to that, as Clint said, going out to that Buffalo Wild Wings, Katy Park Row location, get yourself a chance to win some prizes. Shout out to the great people at Bud Light as well as Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's head back to NRG and hear from the OC, the guy that Clint says has really taken some steps forward with his offense. Nick Cayley, right here live on the drive.
Got a clean hat.
It's cleaner, yeah.
Thank you. Mike Moore from St. John's High School in Akron says what's up.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he was a hell of a player for us. Oh, yeah.
With the offense and the second half against Buffalo, what are some things that you feel like gave it more difficulty to get things going? What do you hope to do to change that?
Yeah, we got to play a lot better, cleaner. Had a couple self-inflicted wounds, right? You know, the P&10 drive, the drive started right out the gate. You know, Chubb would have gotten the ball, I think, to minus 40, call it 3 or 4. Went backwards multiple times that series. And, you know, I just don't think played as clean as we did overall, you know, and not good enough. So got to do a better job there. Got to capitalize when we get down in the red zone.
What are some of the difficulties of going up against the Colts cornerbacks and Sauce Gardner at Japan?
Yeah, they're highly competitive. I mean, they've got length. They're sticky in coverage. They've been doing it for a long time. They're experienced too. Understand how to really defend, you know, leverage and all those things. And they're well coached. So I mean, you know, good outfit overall for sure.
Jaden Higgins has been getting involved a lot more in the offense. What have you seen from him that's allowed you all to trust that you all can go to him a lot more?
I mean, same thing we've seen from the jump. I mean, he's coachable. He's got length. He's got route versatility outside to inside. He's got a big catch radius. He's got good feel for space and coverage. He's got a lot of really good, you know, attributes that you love, and he just keeps getting better, and you know, we're happy with him for sure.
Whenever CJ does return, are there things that he could learn or pick up from what Davis did and was successful with in the offense?
I think just as a team and how we need to play and just in general, the things that we all try to learn from every single, you know, we get back on Mondays and look at the things that how can we improve as a team operationally and stuff like that. I think we all have to learn from those things. So, you know, he's been there every step of the way throughout the process, obviously, from the jump. And, you know, he's a great teammate and, you know, continue to grow as a unit together, not just one person. But, no, I mean, he's always learning and growing like we all are and trying to strive to do.
If he clears concussion protocol, he is able to play. How long is that ramp up period for him to be able to get back going to, you know, playing the way that he was? It's been three games.
I mean, you'd have to ask the ramp up in terms of once he's cleared. I mean, once he's cleared, you know, I would assume he's cleared to go and ready to go. So that's over my pay grade, obviously, from that standpoint. But once we get the clearance and, you know, we're ready to roll, then we'll be ready to roll.
He was one of the better receivers in college that we've seen at the running back position. Do you feel like there's more of an opportunity to maybe utilize that skill in this offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think Woody's got a very, you know, good skill set, terrific hands, good feel. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think he's continuing to grow, and you know, I think he's shown that with some opportunities, and I think he'll continue to grow, and we'll continue to grow with him in the offense.
Hey, Nick, can you talk about up front, the O-line? You guys have been trying to find that right mix. Last week, no turnovers, no sacks. How do you build on that? Do you think you found it, or where are you guys in that process?
Yeah, I think, you know, you build on it by continuing to play and clean up things collectively. You know, I mean, still, I was proud of the way we competed. You know, they protected the quarterback. We were able to carve out good yards consistently in the run game, you know, throughout the game. I think that it's just going to be a matter of, you know, continuing to refine, whether it's footwork, hand placement, finish, leverage, strain, all those things, you know, eliminating MEs when they pop up. You know, every group has them, but we continue to do that and refine it and play our best football as the season progresses. That's what we're trying to do. So, you know, I thought there was some definite steps we took in the right direction, and I think there's plenty of room for growth that we got to continue to move forward with.
What are the challenges for an OC when you have a long drive, you score a touchdown, and then on the first play you get an interception, then you have to go call plays? Can that catch you by surprise, and how do you think you handled it when it happened?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is you try to be ready for every sudden change situation. I mean, we've got drive starters, we have, you know, whether it's, you know, P10 situations, whether it's field zone situations that we plan for. So you rely on your preparation or your evolution in terms of some things you have to adjust as the game goes on, and you go, you know, I have confidence in everything that we do, and you know, felt ready to roll.
What do you feel like that particular offensive line combination that you all ran last week provided you all?
I mean, I thought toughness. If you just start there in terms of controlling the line of scrimmage, I thought they did a good job of that. I thought we collectively did a good job of that. I think that's an extension to the tight ends too. Blake, when he was in there as well, you know, getting some jumbo reps, Yock and those guys, and obviously helps and the backs were running and setting blocks too. So I thought it, you know, helped us control the line of scrimmage. And I think, you know, we need to continually do that more and more as we go on.
The Bills have a different focus defensively than some of the previous teams you guys have played when it came to Nico Collins and how they approached him and playing him?
No. I mean, I think that the Bills consistently have done what they do. They mix coverages. They do a really good job of keeping, you know, things spinning off on you. And I think they did a good job of trying to mix two shell and stuff like that and try to give some cloud help and stuff, which we've seen throughout the year. And, you know, but they've been pretty consistent in who they are. They have their identity, and you know, they're a well-coached defense.
At this point, at this point of the season, do you feel like you finally gained that camaraderie and that comfortability as far as your offensive skill players are concerned?
Yeah. We have a good group of guys. Have fun. I mean, they all, you know, got a bunch of different guys with different skill sets, and you know, we have a deep, you know, especially deep room at the receiver room. The tight ends, we're starting to get, you know, getting some guys back there. Backs are playing well, you know, and I think that, you know, that's a testament to those guys, and I think we're all growing together along the way, finding what our, you know, what we do best and trying to continually evolve that as we go here down the stretch.
And as you do that, as you learn them each week, do you have to go in and maybe tweak some of the playbook to fit their schemes?
Oh, sure. I mean, absolutely. We're always trying to do it, whether it's player, you know, personnel driven in terms of putting guys in positions, or whether it's, you know, tailored around things that we're going to see from a coverage structure, matchup standpoint. I mean, those are always things that we're trying to do, obviously, on the front end of the week while we game plan. But yeah, absolutely.
With Latu, getting him blocked, what are some of the challenges we've seen him disrupt passes and pick them off and also get up.
He's tenacious. He has a motor. He plays hard all the time. He uses his hands. I think they're, they do a really nice job up front. Charlie Parcher's their D-line coach, does a fantastic job. And I think that, he's continued to grow and play in a short career for him so far, young career for him, rather, I should say. And he's been playing with his hair on fire, man.
Where's the injury? Did you feel like CJ was playing some of his best football under this system?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I think he was continuing to find his groove. I thought we had some really good strides that we made there as a team and as an offense. And, absolutely, yeah.
What are you seeing from Trent Brown? I mean, every week you see him getting more and more football shape or – what he's able to do. Talk about where he is.
Yeah, I mean, the more he's playing, the better off, in terms of just your conditioning levels are going to improve. But yeah, Trent's an experienced guy that's played a lot of football, and he's tough, and he'll continue to get better the more that we play, and we'll just continue to build cohesion there too as well.
Aaron, DJ.
What are some of the differences, like, when it comes to cornerback play, in terms of how you guys want to attack a bigger, longer corners that are more physical at the line of scrimmage versus like a guy like hypothetically like Derek Stingley, who's more feet at the line of scrimmage before is sort of using his hands to more, but I don't want to say sauce or aren't technicians per se, but they lean more on the physicality standpoint. What's kind of the differences when you're trying to attack corners that are more physical versus corners that are more technicians?
Well, I think there's a couple different things. I mean, obviously, you have to match the level of physicality. You got to play physical. You got to win to the catch point. You got to protect the throws. I mean, you got to have aggressive hands. Like, those are all the things that we covet. We challenge our guys to, and that they embrace and starts. We do it out here in Indy every single day. The second thing is, schematically, you want to be able to create access. There's ways to do that too. There's ways to be able to use stacks, bunches. I mean, everybody in the league talks about those things and does those things. So, I mean, the biggest thing is you got to go out there and you got to compete and win your one on one. That's having good route detail, working edges, getting open, winning your leverage, protecting throws, being friendly at the top, winning to the catch point and doing all those things, especially in man coverage situations.
Nick, when it comes to the chess match that you have with the opponent, how much do you kind of scout the coach, kind of knowing like, hey, this guy, I've seen some things from him, I'm watching him, know that over the years he's called this, called that, and then how much fun is it to kind of have that cerebral matchup?
Yeah, no, I mean, you love going against this game. I mean, you love to compete. That's our way. And we're not out on the field, but that's our way to compete is to try to, come up with the best plan every single week. And absolutely, like, you're aware of background, the lineage of coaches, previous history of guys. We do an extensive amount of work on a bunch of games for each opponent and all the situations that we can dig up to.
Okay. Last one. What kind of goes into developing, like, you obviously, you've been preparing for the situation where you're calling plays for years now. What kind of goes into developing the scheme that you would want to have whenever you finally got the opportunity that you have now?
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, you have to start with you have a framework, okay? You want to be a physical team up front. You want to start everything up front. You have a framework. And then I think with that framework, how do you want to get your best players involved? What are the strengths of your players? I mean, not every team's the same. Not every player is the same. So trying to find those guys and have a broad enough I would say structure your offense in terms of inventory to be able to fit it to the specific fundamentals and skill of each of your players, and that's what we try to do. We want to be a gap scheme team. We want to be physical. We know that. How can we incorporate our guys that we have to be able to fit the schemes that we want to run and the usage of players that we have and be able to do it from there?
All right, that's the OC, Nick Caley. There was a lot that he talked about. I love what he had to say in the second half from last week, talking about Nico Collins. Just overall, Clint, are you liking?
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
What you're hearing more from Nick Caley?
I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't put a whole lot of stock into what I hear. I mean, he is a very talented talker. When it comes to talking, you know, over the head of those he's talking to, he is very good at it, talented, and says all the right things. I mean, I like what I hear, yeah, but I mean, I just don't put a ton of stock into, you know, what we hear from that perspective. Like it's fun to listen to him talk football because I can comprehend what he's saying and I'm right there with him kind of deal. But I think he talks fast and over most folks' heads, so it's hard to put a ton of stock into it.
All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, I got a terrible timing of a my most recent tweet, as well as we got a Thanksgiving Day NFL lineup that looks pretty good. We're going to knock those out. We'll talk about each one of those and pick those three games. I love Thanksgiving football, and there's some big games here, including some news with one of these teams that makes one of these games significantly more exciting. And I think the big thing is we heard from D'Amico Ryans a little earlier today, and there's two things that I want to replay for everybody out there from D'Amico Ryans that I think are relevant here for this upcoming matchup versus the Indianapolis Colts. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.